Welcome to Adventist Waves.
So it was actually about 9 years ago that I recorded this particular song, Be Happy. And it's about choosing to be happy, making good choices every day when you wake up in the morning.
Welcome to Adventist Waves. I'm your host, Khan Elmers. On this podcast, we share the stories of Adventist musicians, one song story at a time. Thanks so much for joining us. On this podcast today, I have a very special guest all the way from Australia. Her name is Kimberly. Thanks for joining me, Kimberly.
Sure. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. For those people who haven't listened to this podcast before, give us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And yeah, help spread the word about Adventist Waves. Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. Currently, Adventist Waves is free for everybody to listen to. And in order for us to continue sustaining and expanding the show, we need listeners' support. Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist music one episode at a time. Today, I want to introduce you to Kimberly. Kimberly is from Australia, and she is the producer of Abide Family Ministries. It's great to have you on today, Kimberly. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, where you're from?
Yes, well, as you said, I live in Australia. Abide Family Ministries has a mission statement of wanting to share music and media with people around the world. And we produce a program called Arnie Shack, which is a puppet-based program. And we're really focused on how we can have positive Christian music and media for children, especially.
Okay. Which part of Australia are you from?
Well, we're from Currumbong, which is just between Sydney and Newcastle, and not far from Avondale University, if anyone knows where that is.
Fantastic. Tell us a bit more about your music, like and your background too. Like, when was a moment that you felt inspired to be a musician?
My background is I'm a primary school teacher, specialised in learning support, and always enjoyed music and always had a part of music. But there was a particular day when something wasn't working and I said, God, what is it you want me to do? And went out and picked up my guitar, which I hadn't played for so long. It was covered in dust. And I wrote this song, which I'd never done before. And thinking, God, were you waiting for me to say that? And the next day I wrote another song. Next day I wrote another song, and they've just kept on coming. So I've written hundreds of songs, and it's a God thing.
So tell me again, when did that start?
That was back in 2001, so a few years ago now.
Okay, hundreds of songs from then too. That's awesome. Abide Family Ministries, where can we find you?
So you can look at abide.com.au, and you'll find all of our music and media and videos and everything from that link there.
Awesome. So I'll drop a link in the description below. So for our listeners, make sure to click on that and have a listen to some of the music. Today, we're going to explore one of her songs that she has produced on one of her recent albums. It's called Songs That Teach Values for Life. So you're going to find the song that she talks about on there today. But Kimberly, can you tell us, if I was a person who never heard of your music before, how would you describe your music to me?
Well, the songs that I have, they're probably really catchy tunes where there's a message that is trying to change lives. So the song you're looking at today, I think, is Be Happy. And it's that message. By the time you finish listening to that song, you'll know that you need to be happy. So there's a lot of positive values and life lessons that are embedded in the songs.
Okay, I see. I know you have a puppet show as well that you've produced as well. So all the tracks that you have created are mainly featured on that too, right?
So there's like there's lots of songs on all of the puppet programs that we have.
Yep.
We've also got a lot of adult songs that we've written, so there's a whole range of songs that we have.
Right.
Quite a few different genres and feels and, there's lots there, quite a few hundred. In fact, today I was looking, I think we've got about 27 albums that we've produced.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a lot that you guys have produced there.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the song that you've produced and take us back to the beginning when you first created it?
So it was actually about 9 years ago that I recorded this particular song, Be Happy. And it's about choosing to be happy, making good choices every day when you wake up in the morning.
Wake up in the morning at the start of the day. What will you be facing? What's gonna come your way? There's always things.
And this song has basically sat there, finished with lots of these songs on the album for about the last 9 years, waiting for the right moment, which happened to be now.
Oh, I'm gonna choose to be happy. I'm gonna choose to be glad. With a skip in my step and a smile on my face, I choose to be happy today. So I'm gonna choose to be happy. I'm gonna choose to be glad. With a skip in my step and a smile on my face, I choose to be happy today.
So this song's been waiting and now it's finally been released.
I see. What do you want people to take away from that piece of music?
So the song starts off, wake up in the morning at the start of the day. What will you be facing? What's going to come your way? There's always things that are out of your control and challenges for you. You can't always choose your circumstance, but you can choose your attitude. And it's all about choosing the attitude that you have.
I'm gonna choose to be glad. With a skip in my step and a smile on my face, I choose to be happy today. So I'm gonna choose to be happy. Choose to be glad. With a skip in my step and a smile on my face, I choose to be happy today.
So things can happen to us, but we can choose how we handle them and what we do. And the song is, I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to be glad. So making that positive choice that no matter what's happening around you, try and find the positive things in the day and choose to be happy.
So I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose to be glad. With a skip in my step and a smile on my face, I choose to be happy today.
Is this something that you've personally experienced and has helped you a lot in your life?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because so many times when we're going through life, it's like, oh, that's that song. And it comes back to annoy me that I need to actually do what's in the song. And so often there's circumstances, there's a song we've written about, you know, having to wait for things. And it's like, oh, I don't like to wait. I like things straight away. So messages in the songs come back and hit you later on. So yes, every day I need to choose to be happy as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, I find that to be so true. And I think it's a normal human experience that all of us experience, you know. Being happy is a choice. And like you've brought out in your song there, I'm sure our listeners can relate to that too. Maybe you're going through a tough day and you're faced with different challenges. I think by our attitude, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? Like
it
the
does.
Way we relate to things, or the way we perceive things and think about things. I've been doing a devotional recently and the writer said like that the way we think about things actually creates chemical changes in our brain. I was like, wow, you know, it's so true. Because like when I get anxious or when I get upset, then those hormones start to flare out, you know.
Right. Yeah. So if we make that choice, choosing to be happy, happiness is contagious. And if you have someone that's happy in the room, it's hard to be sad because it sort of rubs off. And I know when I was at school teaching, sometimes I'd say to the kids, hey, here's a competition. See how many smiles you can catch at lunchtime. Go and see, smile at someone, see how many you can get back. And let's spread this smiling disease around the playground. And so when someone smiles at you, you want to smile back, and that adds that to the happiness. So that's part of that theme as well.
I think you can do so much creative things like that as a teacher. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting kids to be happy is always a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Khan here. Adventist Waves is dedicated to showcasing the incredible talent within our community, bringing their music and stories to life through our podcast. And your support helps us to continue this. We want to continue producing high-quality episodes, featuring Adventist artists and showcasing their journeys. Join us in sharing Adventist music. Become a sponsor today by heading over to our website and making a donation. Thanks for supporting Adventist music one episode at a time. I also want to ask you another question on another topic. What are some practical ways that people can help creators like yourself?
Well, practical ways? Well, it's a real faith journey when you step into any ministry of any type. I resigned from my full-time teaching job in 2020 to do full-time music production and videos, etc. And God has been faithful. You know, he supplies everything that we need. So anyone who is in the creative space is always going to need some sort of financial support, prayer support, all of that to keep on going and producing what God has called us to do.
Yeah. What about any other ways that you think people can support the work that Adventist creators are doing?
Well, my particular passion is especially for kids and families. And one of my favourite Bible texts is where Jesus spoke to Peter and he said, after he'd risen from the dead and he was on the beach, and he said, "Peter, do you love me?" And he said, "Yes, I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." The first thing he said was, "Feed my lambs." And Jesus was reminding us that we need to really look after the kids. And then he said, "Feed my sheep." And I think children and families are often neglected in the process. And so being aware of all the kids and the families around you, how you can invest in them, sharing with them, giving them positive songs like we've got here so that they can have those values in their heads. We've got a song, "When Temptation Comes Your Way, You've Got to Stop and Don't Do It." And, you know, always tell the truth. All of these things like earworms that you want to go through. So in supporting us to create content, it's also supporting everyone else to have this around and sharing with others what you hear. So when you hear a song, share it with your friends. Tell other people where this stuff is. Share the resources so others know how they can also help their kids and families.
Yeah, sure. Where can they find you again?
So if you go to abide.com.au, you'll find our website, and there's a whole heap of different projects there, The Rescue, Bible Buddies, King's Kids, Arnie Shack, hundreds and hundreds of programs, and then hundreds of songs as well that are there. There's even a Sabbath School CD that we've produced with all these different little songs and tracks for Sabbath schools, like a welcome song, an offering song. There's a huge amount of resources there. You can also purchase the music books there as well in the downloads section, or do a donation if you feel God's calling you to do that. We also all want Jesus to come back soon, and we want to do what we can while we have this window of opportunity to make a difference in the world. So use the time you have now to really make an impact for God.
Yeah, I think you share your videos on YouTube. That's where you host them, I think. And then you're also on Spotify as well, I see there too. And can people find you on like Instagram, Facebook too?
Yeah, so yeah, we've got an Arnie Shack and an Abide Family Ministries on Instagram and on Facebook. We're also on Hope Channel, so you can hear and listen to us on Hope Channel. Yeah, there's an Arnie Shack YouTube. There is quite a few different places that you can see us on different networks around the world as well, Christian networks.
We pray that your music and your programs will be spread far and wide in the world, that they would reach the people that they want, that God wants to reach, and that His coming will come very soon. And that's why we share these stories on Adventist Waves. Thank you, Kimberly, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. God bless.
God bless you too. And if you have loved this episode, make sure to check out the previous ones too. You can hear the song stories of other artists that you love right on this podcast feed. So like the episode that we dropped this week, last week, and we will be seeing you next week on Adventist Waves. Thanks so much.
Adventist Waves.